The fire man that opened by the devil we return. Insanity or glory in a mind the devil learns. A moment of something where the dark can reverse. Tell the lonely where to go. Kill the inside and let it burn. It's not the only way. Kill the inside and let it burn. The empty eyes are falling down the path of no return. And blindness and wonders if it's mine will ever learn. A moment of something where the dark can reverse. Tell the lonely where to go.
Your Thursday night broadcast on In Plain Sight, Republic Broadcasting Network. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, send the much needed fundage, keep free speech alive for your children and grandchildren. You can mail your check or money order payable to RBN. Mail it to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can call in your debit or credit card number to Mike, and he'll take your money. Also, PayPal is good as always. This is our Thursday night broadcast. You know who my guest is, the heavyweight champion of Red Pills. The kids sing about him around the campfire.
I must break you.
William Rapello, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here, Jeremy. Always a pleasure.
And, I really enjoyed round two. I enjoyed round two with you and Dennis Wise and Dave Gahare yesterday on the National Intel. Great show.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. It was a fantastic show, and it was great to have them both on together. We were pitching the the new DVD set from Dennis Wise, which is The Secret Masonic Victory of World War II. And, yeah, man, this DVD set, if you've watched The Greatest Story Never Told, that was the first one that he did. And for a lot of us, that was like the, you know, red pill of the century that we got at that time. I mean, that is like the OG red pill right there. I mean, I know a lot of listeners have been red pilled for many more years than me. I've only been red pilled for like four, not even 5 years. And I just got introduced to that Greatest Story Never Told. And then he comes out with the Communism by the Back Door. And now this Secret Masonic Victory, and has so much more information in it around Freemasonry, Jewish supremacy, Freemasonry, and just so many more details that really help put it all together. And he puts it together in such a way that is so brilliant and really makes you think and really makes you retain the information and want to, you know, watch it over and over. So please go to Money Tree Publishing. That's Dave Gahari's publishing site, and get the DVD set. It's available now. It's fresh. It's only been in distribution for the last 2 months now. So get it while you can, because it's you don't know when you're not going to be able to get stuff anymore. And you need to have hard copies.
That's what you and I have. We have the hard copy of that, the Masonic one. Because we remember you ordered it for us. We did a part one of that where we had Dennis Wise on, and we sort of did an intro to that. And then you guys did a great job of part two and that on in yesterday. So that was really a good show. But yeah, I remember we did watch it, and it's a lot of good stuff in there. Didn't know how much the Masonic part played in that until I watched the history of it. Maybe they're not a big thing now, but back in the day, they were a mover and shaker.
You don't think the Freemasonry is a big thing now?
Well, no, we discussed that at the time. Now, maybe like in the 21st century, it may not be a big player, but back 100 years ago, it was a mover and shaker. You know, as it was 200 years ago in the founding of the country.
Yeah. It's really hard to know with all the secret societies, you know, what's going on behind the scenes. And, you know, I mean, we're so overwhelmed with all of these different organizations. They all seem to be Jewish. And then they have like a consolidation of those organizations. So, like, you have the Council on 50 Major Jewish Organizations. So it's like, let's get together with the heads of all these and decide the direction and you know, top down sort of like widely distributed control, but everybody's sort of in agreement on the same things. And then everybody's trying to find a central figure that sort of controls the direction of, you know, the world, where it's going, and who, you know, who is at the very top. That's a really tough question to answer. Everybody thinks it's Rothschild banking dynasty. And, you know, they have these, you know, everybody, they have these Freemasons and they have these big meetings, right? You see in the movie, in the clip, you know, the English prince, forgot his name, but the older guy, I think he's Prince, he looks like Prince Charles, but it's not him. It's another guy, forgot his name. But there's just like thousands of people in this Freemason meeting. It's a modern one. And you see that all of these, you know, Hollywood stars and actresses, there's another 5-hour documentary, which was still on YouTube a month or so ago, which shocked me, because when I saw it, I thought it was just controlled opposition, another shill or something, you know, just kind of like doing some kind of Alex Jones thing or something. Not that Alex Jones doesn't come out with good stuff, you know, as well, but okay, you know, controlled opposition is. But this guy actually, in one part of it, it's this, he named the Kabbalah and alluded to the Jewish power. And yeah. Talk about Zionism and stuff. And I was just shocked because I didn't watch the whole thing. I saw, happened to see a clip of it on the documentary. You know what I'm talking about? The guy that's got the long brown hair, and he's like a musician that broke ranks. I mean, I couldn't believe that he would make a video on YouTube and have a million views. It'd be like complete suicide. Unless they told him to go do it. You know what I mean? Like, are they going to cut their tongue out and torture their whole family or something? You know what I mean? It's like, why? He's willing to go out and risk that? Is supposed to believe that? I mean, maybe. I mean, I don't want to be pessimistic and cynical. It could be. But YouTube hadn't banned it, right? So that didn't make any sense to me. But this, and so I was just kind of like, and it was kind of funny because it got sent to me by a guy, not to me, but to a friend, by a guy who was not red-pilled on the JQ at all. And then he sent it to a friend of mine that I woke up that was very receptive to all this. There's like one in a thousand people. And that person told him, yeah, I know about this, and I think it's just BS. Right? And then I hadn't seen it yet, so I was kind of like, and I had to go look at it, and I had to tell her, no, that's not BS. That's actually pretty spot on. But that was even before I heard him speak about the JQ on there. So, I don't know, go find that. But anyway, more importantly, because you're going to get a much bigger picture on like all the history and whatnot, if you get these DVDs from, you get the DVD set for the Secret Masonic Victory. So go to Money Tree Publishing and get them. It's 5.5 hours. It's completely loaded with fantastic information. Stuff I never heard about. The Spanish Civil War. The Mexican-American War, a view on that I've never seen. It really elucidates the whole kind of holy war, things that happen, and all these different things that, you know, nobody talks about. Nobody talks about the Mexican-American War and kind of, you know, behind the scenes. So he really paints it in the Freemasonry and the Western Freemasonry versus Eastern Communism versus Christianity.
Mm-hmm. And today you have these secret societies taking even new forms, World Economic Forum being one of them, something that we haven't even begun to really get into the bottom of, but they take new forms as the new century comes about. You know, you sent me a lot of good prep, and I didn't get to send Mike all the audios, so we're going to have to react and listen to some stuff. I'm just going to turn it over to you as far as where we're going from here. If you were able to send Mike some of those clips, we can play them and react. Give us an intro.
Yeah, sure. I sent this clip over. CNN director's caught on tape saying that climate change will be the next pandemic. Fear sells. Now, I'll just kind of preface it with this, though, because this is another one of those person caught the person's talking. They had them on camera. They didn't know they were in a coffee shop thing. So you can't. There could be arguably somebody saying, well, that doesn't person, you know, that's just, that's not even CNN or whatever. But, you know, we can do the, if anybody knows, if we can get the proof that these people actually work for CNN. I think it'd be worth listening to. It's just a couple of minutes. If you have it queued up, it's a couple of different people.
And it says, they're going to latch onto it. They've already announced inner office that once the public will be open to it, we're going to start focusing mainly on climate. Climate, like global warming, and like that's going to be our next, like, I don't know, like, what's the word I'm looking for? It's going to be our focus. Our focus was to get Trump out of office, right? Without saying it, that's what it was, right? So our next thing is going to be for climate change awareness.
What does that look like?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I have a feeling it's just going to be, like, constantly showing videos of, like, decline in ice and weather warming up and, like, the effects it's having on the economy and really talking about
science that?
Head of the network, like, just...
Who's that? Is that Zucker?
Zucker, yeah. I imagine that he's got his council and they've all, like, discussed, like, where they think...
So that's, like, the next...
pandemic, like, story, like, that will be to death. But that one's got longevity. You know what I mean? It's not like there's a definitive ending to the pandemic, or, you know, like, it'll taper off to a point that it's, you know, not a problem anymore. Probably think it's going to take years, so they'll probably be able to milk that for quite a bit, you know. But,
so climate change overload. Okay.
Be prepared. It's coming.
Stories? Like, right now, we had an inside track. That's right now. Where two stories are going to be pushed. Climate change is going to be the next COVID thing, just so you know. We're gonna hone in.
Focus on that.
I love it.
But that's a fair
thing. You saw that coming forever, and it's always evergreen.
But to commit to that as a network.
You said it's gonna be like the new COVID.
Yeah, they're openly saying it right there. Climate change is the new COVID. I think they're trying to bring COVID back in certain areas. I know in California, some of the schools, the school boards are trying to bring back masks. But, I mean, people just aren't going to buy it overall, in the U.S. especially. And so they're coming at a different angle, whether it's COVID, war in Ukraine, whatever it is. They're always going to do this mass formation psychosis where they brainwash the public in mass to go along with the next big thing. And I would not doubt that next we're going to see lockdowns in the name of climate, right? In the name of climate change. Stop eating meat. They're already doing that. And perhaps they're even forcing that through, you know, the various food shortages that we're seeing. So, William, your thoughts on that? You're on mute, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they're going to blame climate change for everything that they're doing right now, such as the supply chain cutoffs and the, you know, USDA and FDA tyrannizing small farmers. I wanted to read an article. I have an article about that, an Amish farmer that is being levied a big giant fine. And their weather control as well that they have with HARP and DARPA. They have these weather centers. I don't know what they call them. They're just big giant fields that have these massive electromagnetic frequency generators, and they shoot them up into the atmosphere, and and they they essentially, there's so much power and energy to them that they can actually redirect the weather patterns and affect, you know, cause just havoc. You can read up more on that and all over the internet and get peer-reviewed research on that. And by the way, our peer-reviewed research is, you hear it from a lot of the different peers, right? You read it from a lot of different sources. That's how it got for me. You know, that's how I drove home a lot of everything, came to believe.
That's interesting. Let's discuss that a little bit on the other side. We'll see if the article mentions that you have.
Yep. Right.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Jeremy Show on your Thursday night broadcast. You mentioned this article from Blacklisted News. Amish farmer faces a $250,000 fine, jail time, and losing his sustainable farm for processing his own meat. Published on July 21st from Blacklisted News. Amos Miller's private food club members say they don't want their grass-fed meat treated with the chemical preservatives required by all USDA approved processing plants. You know, I get my beef, and I happen to order it this year before the beef went up, from a Mennonite farm that processes beef, and they don't use the chemicals. And that's all coming under fire, and I think it's what we're talking about in the name of climate change. Just like the previous clip we played, they're going to make climate change the new COVID. They're going to push that. We got into a little discussion of HARP. I sort of was interested in getting your thoughts on that. The control of weather, at first I sort of poo-pooed that, and a lot of people do. But if our technology, if these people can control, and split the atom, what can they not do? I had a lot of callers hit me up after the tornado hit Mayfield, Kentucky, and say, well, that could have been HARP, that could have been targeted. And, it's just very eerie. The tornado swept through and hit a grain facility that fed the chickens in the area for the chicken farmers. and it made a lot of trouble for the chicken farmers in West Kentucky, West Tennessee, Southern Illinois, and Missouri. Really did wreck a lot of havoc. It did seem pretty much targeted. Now, I lay to the belief as a Christian that God controls the weather, but I mean, you know, God allows evil men to do evil things so that he can draw them out and punish them. What's up with this HAARP thing? What are your thoughts on HAARP and the control of the weather?
Well, you can go and look HAARP up. So I don't have a whole lot on it right now, but there are five or six of these stations around the world, maybe more, but at least five or six of them. One of them is in Alaska, and they're like about, I don't know, they're large. They're like somewhere between a football field size. Yeah, they're probably about the size of about 8 football fields, I would guess. I'm sorry, I don't have the exact numbers in front of me. I didn't mean to mention something that I don't know at least a little bit more about, but I have heard a lot of credible sources talk about this. And even, you know, it's on Wikipedia. You can read about it and get the kind of the basics and surmise what the conspiracy is around it. But it definitely aids in the push for the climate agenda, which is just these same billionaires they're the ones who caused the problems in the first place. They're the ones that have poisoned our food supply and destroyed our soil. They're the ones that have introduced so many toxins into what we consume, and they're spraying us with all this garbage in the skies. We all see that. We know that that isn't planes just discharging its normal runoff. Those aren't contrails. Those are cloud-forming chemical trails that are being sprayed on us.
Yes.
So that also, you know, that plays into the weather control. Because when they do that, that's also going to affect the clouds. Have you ever flown? I flew a few years ago, and I was over the United States. The whole United States is covered with this chemtrail cloud cover. It's really sick. Scary. It's pretty scary.
Just to bring this into the Christian worldview, which I know that you adhere to that worldview as I do. You know, in the book of Job, Job was tested. He was tested by God. There was a private conversation between Satan and God that is very significant. You look in Job chapters 1 and 2, Satan approaches God and gets permission to test Job. And one of the tests is, a whirlwind is sent and takes down the house and kills part of Job's, some of Job's children, takes the house down around them and kills them. You know, if Satan, the god of this world, he empowers these Jewish-dominated elites. You know, you look at Revelation 2:9 and Revelation 3:9, the synagogue of Satan, those that say that they are Jews, but they are the synagogue of Satan. You know, they are empowered, and it would not surprise me that God has allowed men to gain control of the weather. That wouldn't surprise me in the least bit. Like I said, they can harness the nuclear, you know, they can harness nuclear power and turn it into weapons. So it wouldn't surprise me that they could do this. So that doesn't conflict with the Christian worldview when you're talking about HAARP, that God may be using these evil instruments as an aspect of his judgment on this earth. Hey, we're coming up on the break. Let's visit this a little more and cover more articles on the other side.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Back on the loose, William and Jeremy on the loose. I wanted to pivot over to this other article too. You know, in the light of the after 9/11 and the Patriot Act, which it seems like the Patriot Act is now the government coming against American patriots, right? Specifically, American white patriots. We got this article from Blacklisted News, Malcolm Nance. White extremists are an insurgency worse than ISIS. We may have to fight our neighbors. Published on July 16, 2022, again from Blacklisted News. MSNBC regular Malcolm Nance, who has spent 36 plus years in U.S. intelligence. Boy, that's a contradiction in terms, isn't it? U.S. intelligence. He was telling Zerlina Maxwell on Wednesday night that around 30% of the country are white extremists, and they're part of an insurgency that we may have to fight. You can see this narrative building, right? We're going to fight COVID. We're going to fight climate change. Go ahead, William.
I'm sorry, Jeremy. You said 30% of the country. Now, let's go back to – that's 100 million people.
Yeah.
100 million people. So let's go back to Bolshevik Russia. How many people did they murder? How many people did they slaughter brutally under Bolshevism? This is what they're doing. They're prepping for this. They're prepping to slaughter the third of the country, just like they did in Russia. They think they're going to be able to do this. And they may be right. I don't know. I hope not. I hope to God not.
Well, I mean, how much – what was the electorate? I mean, in 2016, you know, it's 60 million plus voters for Trump. In 2020, it's hard to get numbers because the election was hoaxed, but he had record turnouts of white votes in 2020, only to be suppressed by the COVID mail-in ballots hoax and, you know, counting ballots weeks after the fact. I mean, they said there was nearly 80 million voters for Biden, which I don't agree with at all, but
you did.
Let's take the numbers from 2016, 60 million voters for Trump. I mean, that's a lot of white supremacists.
Well, being white means you're a white supremacist.
Unless
you're on your knees for Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, even if, and of course, you know, just for the audience sake, I mean, of course, Trump MAGAtards are not white supremacists, but I mean, they're just lumping them all into that category. And, you know, they're saying that 30% of the country are white supremacists. This is from MSNBC. This is a major news outlet. Anyway, there's a video clip on this. If you want to play that before we go to the call screen, I think Mike's got that keyed up.
Let's get into the hearings first to start off, because yesterday's hearings, actually aptly timed with the release of your book, gave us a lot of the warnings you've made throughout in this book, but also your previous books, about the threat posed by white nationalists and extremist groups, specifically to American democracy. Lay that out for us.
Yeah, well, you know, as a terrorism expert, I usually remove phrases like Muslim or Christian or Catholic or white, but I'm talking about extremists. Most extremists have an ideology that they're following. But here in the United States, to characterize that, to understand just what kind of terrorism we might be dealing with, you have to actually label it according to what as white extremism, because we have 30% of the population of the United States who no longer believe in the democratic norms that were established at the founding of the country. Let's just be honest about that. The January 6th uprising was an attempt to overthrow American democracy. And we've now learned from these hearings that Donald Trump intended to go there and march down to the well of the House of Representatives and essentially be crowned as a king. And that shows that American democracy is not just fragile. American democracy is under direct and immediate attack by people who would see 245 years of democratic governance destroyed, not just destroyed, transformed back into the very monarchic style government or totalitarian government that we rebelled against with King George III. So that being said, American democracy is under siege right now. And having these hearings really brings that out. The problem is, about 60% of the American public are not listening or paying attention at all. And another third, you know, that 30% we keep talking about, they view all of this as a lessons learned on how to do it correctly next time.
And you call what's happening an insurgency. We've heard that term in foreign wars recently in Iraq. But talk about why you apply the term insurgency to what you see here as a persistent and ongoing threat of these domestic extremists.
Right. Well, you know, I called this on November 6, 2020, when I was on Real Time with Bill Maher. And Bill, to his credit, was trying to say, we have to do kumbaya. We have to bring the Republicans along, try to, you know, convince the Trump voters that, you know, that America needs to reunite. And I took a very pessimistic view towards that, principally because I was reading their forums. I was reading their own intelligence about what they intended to do. And it was pretty clear by that point that they were going to try to either overthrow the government or that they were going to settle in for a long-term series of destabilizing actions using a political party, the Republican Party, as their political basis, and then using violence, threat of violence and extremism as the way to manifest change in the street, right? So remove politics from the halls of power and change politics through violence on the street. This is called an insurgency. And the insurrection which happened on January 6th, that was one event. An insurgency is a chain of events. And we've now, it's common knowledge, you know, a year and a half ago when I was calling this an insurgency, people were actually saying, that's crazy, this is not an insurgency, this is not like Iraq, this is not like Libya, it's not like Syria. Well, it is, and it's well on its way. It's closer to the beginnings of the Irish Republican Army, you know, Irish Republicanism, where now the Republican Party is Sinn Féin, and it's just a matter of seeing who comes up as the provisional Irish Republicans in this story and starts carrying out acts of violence in order to effect change. So we are well on to our way to a multi-year campaign. We're already 2 years into this campaign where we will may have to fight the they in my title, and the they in my title who want to kill Americans are your neighbors.
That's rich. That's good,
that is
Mike. That's really
thought.
Rich.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff to deconstruct there. I don't even know where to begin. I guess I'll begin with, you know, assuming that this American government was established as a democracy. That's false. It was a republic. It was a representative government where 246 years ago, you know, white Christian landowners were the ones that, male Christian landowners, they were the ones that were allowed to vote. Even white non-landowners, you know, white peasants weren't allowed to vote. It was always set up as a representative government where those that were educated and that were in the know could participate in politics. So that's one part of the deconstruct of this video. But the chutzpah of these people, I mean, saying that white people are forming an insurgency just based on the 2020 January 6th election hoax protest, that's ludicrous on its face. That came on the tail end of Black Lives Matter in 2020, in the summer and fall of 2020, responding to the George Floyd hoax, where BLM and Antifa actually took over entire cities in America and turned them into flames. I mean, remember Seattle, the autonomous zone? They're the ones doing the insurgency. They're the ones doing the terrorism. Not the white people of America, not the white Christians. So that every bit of that video is ludicrous on its face. William, your comments.
Yeah, one of the things that he said in there was 60% of the people are not paying attention, and the other 30% are the people that we have to go fight and kill, essentially, is what he's saying. He's prepping the American public for war, for civil war, that doesn't need to happen, that's based on false pretenses. He's inciting war. The guy is a traitor. But, you know, I mean, you know, the really sad thing is that there was just recently, about over the weekend, I was talking to somebody who watches CNN constantly, all the time. And fortunately, I didn't have to watch it. But eventually, this person started to want to get in a political conversation with me, and I steered clear of it. And I said, no, we can't have that conversation. That's not going to happen. We just can't do it. And then the person said, oh, I feel so sorry for you. You can't even talk about it. and I had to use enormous restraint. But what's really sad is this person just brainwashes themselves. I mean, it's no different than that. Have you ever seen that Stephen King? I'm sorry. Have you ever listened to that audiobook by Stephen King called End of Watch, where there's this game that brainwashes people? That is exactly the same thing that happens when people watch this nonsense on television, this Luciferian truth-flipping nonsense where they're taking the ideals of America that, you know, the January 6th protesters were trying to preserve, obviously, and they're flipping it on its head and making it look like that there's just the opposite. And this is just the same playbook. They do the opposite. They claim the opposite. They flip the truth over. We know their playbook. The question is, how do we continue to expose this to the normies? How do we get them to understand that that's what's happening? What's really disgusting, too, is this black man, right, that's doing this CIA. He's black, right? So it makes, oh, you can't touch him because he's black. You say anything, then you're a racist. And he works for the CIA. He works for the very people, the Jews, that brought, you know, that dominated the slave trade. Let's not forget about that, right? And then it was the normal regular white people that ended that. So obviously I was more politics and played into that than just not that simplistic. I'm sorry, but you get my point.
Keep in mind the last couple of months since the overturning of Roe versus Wade, who are the groups that have been protesting outside Supreme Court justices' houses and targeting them in restaurants? That's the left. It's the your Antifa BLM types protesting, you know, the overturn of Roe versus Wade, you know, doing illegal acts. It is illegal to protest outside a judge's house to try to influence the outcome of their ruling. And that's what these people did. And yet white Christians are the terrorists. That's rich. That's totally off the hinge there. Hey, we got a couple of callers on the line, William. Let's go to some callers, what do you say? Go to Vinny. Sure. Vinny in Indiana is up first.
Hey, Jeremy.
Vinny. Hey, Vinny.
Yeah, I want to comment. Mike Rivera did some nice coverage of the Greenwood Park Mall shooting today. He mentioned that the young man, Elijah Dickens, he fired eight out of his 10 shots that he took against the shooter, hit the shooter. Amazing. From up to 40 yards away. He's not just a hero. His girlfriend that he was sitting there, his 19-year-old girlfriend, they have both immediately sprung into action. A woman was hit, and his girlfriend immediately started to apply a tourniquet to that woman. So, you know, they got people out of the line of fire. He put himself up against the pole, and he fired his shots. More information's come out that the first person killed was a man named Gomez. And he was armed himself, and he went into the bathroom. They don't know if he had a chance to pull his firearm or not. That hasn't been revealed. They're still trying to do the forensics. But he was the first person shot, so it's possible that the shooter went into the bathroom. He maybe had nervousness or whatever, and then he was confronted the shooter, and he was killed. And then he shot, I guess, a male and female friend of his who were waiting as he was, you know, for him to leave the bathroom. So, it's an amazing story. Elijah Dickens is not going to appear in the public for a while until things settle down. In the meantime, the police, people are concerned that this might have been, you know, a hate crime. And I'm not saying there's not some possible legitimacy of this. The young man, you know, I got a feeling you guys are talking about the January 6th, just like you had Ray Epps, you know, incite people who are, you know, emotionally, you know, not thinking very well to storm the Capitol. You may have had this young man online, and, you know, just like this shooter in Buffalo, you might have had people, you know, federal agents influencing this young man. I really hope that people here in Indiana are smart enough to see through all this and that they made a huge mistake trying to push another one of these shootings. And, you know, we're going to get to the bottom of this. And I just want to say, I'm not trying to defend the shooter. I'm not going to mention his name because I don't want to give him any notoriety that might, you know, inspire some other kid who's having problems. But this young person went to Greenwood High School. I worked at restaurants. I knew all sorts of people who were there in that area. You know, I mean, I'm just saying that zip code where I grew, you know, that used to be Dan Burton's district. It has been heavily targeted by three or four, presidential administrations for massive demographic change. You know, the movie theaters there, you know, they show about a fourth of the movies are Indian movies because they have so many people they brought in from South Asia. And we had our state rep in that area for years. We had to get rid of him. He was a head of the Republican Party for Marion County. He was a major never Trumper. He wanted to deny Trump the nomination when he won the primary, and we had to get rid of him. The establishment Republicans ran Dan Burton out of office. They replaced him with a horrible Todd Young, and people hated him as a congressman. Then they kicked him up to the Senate, and he's a horrible senator. He's an absolute, Israel first lunatic, there's a lot going on there. And I want to say one last thing. My niece was in the parking lot outside of Dick's Sporting Goods, which is right next to the mall, right next to the food court, and she works for DoorDash. She has three kids, and she was waiting for her next delivery. She had been inside and outside the mall three or four times that day, picking up food from various restaurants. So, I know I haven't talked to her yet, but yeah, this was, thank God this guy took him out.
Yeah. What will stop these mass shootings are American patriots who legally own firearms, who are armed and can respond in kind to these violent people. We have two more callers on the line. William, do you have some comments on that last one?
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, so we got James in Vancouver and Joe in Florida coming up next. James in Vancouver, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, good evening. I did some checking, and an overnight thunderstorm with lightning will drop about 10,000 tons of ammonium nitrate on the ground. And I think one of the reasons why they spray these chemtrails out is because they're trying to short out the electric potential so that the electric potential can't gather and then release lightning storms. And I think this is what they're doing, because I've noticed around here there's no lightning storms anymore, hardly. And that's wrong. That's not natural, I guess. So.
Well, the Heartland is going through a tremendous, devastating drought right now. It's comparable to the 2012 drought. With the exception of this, this summer, it seems like, as opposed to 2012, there's more humidity in the air, causing higher temperatures. We've had higher temperatures this year than we've ever had.
Yeah.
Even compared to 2012.
But you've had to build up for lightning storms, probably, I bet. You see what I mean?
Interesting.
So that's how you get natural ammonium nitrate, is lightning going through the air, breaking the nitrogen molecule up. But, okay, thanks for taking my call. I'll let you go. Bye now.
Thanks a lot, James. Do you have a comment on that, William, before we go to the last caller? The lightning.
I think he's on to something with that, because, I mean, they're obviously spraying us with there's metals in these trails that spray on us. These aluminum and whatnot. That's going to have a devastating effect on our bodies. It's going to have a devastating effect on our crops and foods. It's just toxic. It's just a toxic storm, and it also plays into the way they can affect the weather with the frequencies that they send up from the harp stations that are there. So go to Wikipedia even and just look up harp,
HAARP and just read about it, and you can put two and two together, and you can stop going, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. I'm not saying that you're doing that, but, you know, don't do that.
Anything is on the table. Let's go to our last caller, Joe in Florida. Joe, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Jeremy. Thanks a lot for taking my call. And hi, William. Hey, I wanted to say that that documentary, by the way, The Secret Masonic History of World War II, I don't want to take any money away from the producers, but it is on BitChute. I watched on that, and it is truly amazing. It's really, really well done. So just FYI, anybody who's interested. The last thing I was going to say was, you know,
Stop. Hold on. Stop. Wait. So somebody put it up on BitChute?
I watched it on BitChute.
The Secret Masonic Victory of World War II?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of upsetting because it just came out 2 months ago. And, you know, I guess that's fine if you can't afford to buy it or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's horrific that, you know, this is what these guys are putting everything on the line to get the truth out there.
I know.
They don't have time to do anything else.
Yeah.
Dave and his publishing company. And please, folks, just go buy the DVD. Just like if you think of it as a donating to the station, doing that kind of thing, buy five of them for your friends for Christmas or whatever. Support. Get out there and do it, you know, because that's, you know, it got pirated. So what you're telling me is that it's okay, it got pirated and it put on BitChute. And that shouldn't be happening. You know, I want everybody to be able to see it, but let's promote it to go, everybody to go purchase those DVDs.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I totally agree with you. And I mean, I just happened to see that it was on BitChute, but I totally... It's such a high-quality production that the producers really do deserve. I'm thinking of even just going to the website and contributing because it's such a well-done piece of work. I really appreciate it. Let me just say really quickly, I want to say that I've been thinking of on a separate note, January 6th committee as the Jew coup 3.0. Okay, so, you know, they did the first impeachment, did the second impeachment. Now, we understand who Trump was. He obviously was a failed president, really, in some ways, in many ways. But here's the thing. This is a very Jewish thing that's going on, this January 6th committee. If you look throughout history, and you'll see it in the great Dr. E. Michael Jones's books, that's their thing. They cry out in pain as they strike you. And it struck me that what they've done is, right, when they tried to remove him as president again and again, they flip it over and they make it seem like he's the one trying to steal an election from the fake President Biden.
Yeah.
That's a good point. And to William's point, even though a lot of these things may be on BitChute, how long are we going to have access to the internet? Will it be taken down? When will BitChute be policed? Get these things on hard copy. Then you know that you have them. William, thanks for joining me, my friend. Always a great show. It goes too fast.
Yeah, and thanks, Joe in Florida. I appreciate your call.
Yes. Bye. Right. You'll stay classy.
Is a civil war imminent? I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. Over 50% in a recent survey expect a civil war in the United States in the next few years. Lately, it's often said that our nation is more divided than ever. Those who say that don't know their own national history. The country may be more partisan than at any point in our lifetime, but not in our country's. Our country has seen several rebellions. We have had states consider secession both before and after the Civil War. We have had congressmen beaten on the floor of the House. We had an actual civil war that claimed the lives of over 600,000 citizens. The history of the United States is a history of partisan divide. I am far more worried about total financial collapse than a civil war. Please support transparency from Congress by visiting liberty-lighthouse.com/HR46. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.